great lineup so far. Welcome back to the Paranormal Cafe. I'm Rob Simcox, your host. Give us a call at 610-701-WCHE. Again, that's 610-701-9243. Wow. A lot of stuff going out in Roswell, New Mexico on the July 4th weekend. I recommend if you're able to get there. It's going to be a packed full weekend. If I could get out there, I would do it, of course, you know, but you know, you always have life, thing called life that happens, and I'm very very restrained by that. But the show is kicking into high gear here because we have a gentleman by the name of Nick Lonshar. He's going to be talking to us. The website he's representing is www.NikolaTeslaInventorsClub.com, and I want to welcome him to the website. Welcome, Nick. Welcome to the show, I should say. Welcome aboard, Nick.
Thank you.
Nick, tell us a little bit about the website, because I'm on the Nikola Tesla Inventors Club. What is the whole purpose of the website trying to achieve?
Actually, first we started, we wanted a group of inventors that want to promote invention work, and we just name ourselves Nikola Tesla. But on our meetings, most of the people that come, they are Nikola Tesla fans. They are not inventors. Mm-hmm. So we just start working more with Tesla work.
Exactly. Nikola Tesla is one of those people in history that's either not well known to many people. For some reason, in schools, they don't seem to be teaching the history of Nikola Tesla. But once people seem to find out about him and understand exactly what he was about and what he brought to the world, it's hard not to be a fan of this guy. He's kind of the everyman genius. Give us a little bit of background on Nikola Tesla and exactly what how he came onto the American scene.
I think Mark Passio, who is with us also here, will be way better to explain that because mm-hmm. he's promoting more of this stuff. So, Mark, you're online.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Mark?
I'm well.
Explain how Nikola came onto the American scene and exactly how he was received, because this is kind of interesting how he came into being.
Yes. Well, Tesla arrived in the United States in the late 1800s, and he was doing work for Edison's company in Europe, and Charles Batchelor, who was running the Paris version of the Edison company overseas, recommended Tesla to Thomas Edison, and Tesla came over to the United States with a letter of recommendation by Batchelor, and he was hailed by him as the only other great genius that Batchelor knew, Edison being the other one. And he came to the United States only with this letter of recommendation, and he went to Edison's company in New York and tried to pitch a lot of ideas to Edison about alternating current. Edison was in the business of direct current at the time and didn't really want to rock his personal boat too much because he had a lot of contracts and a lot was hinging on his work in D.C. Mm-hmm. So he put Tesla to work on basically making his D.C. motors more efficient. Tesla had grander designs, and when he kind of pressured Edison with going forward into new areas of research, he kind of bumped heads with him, and he found himself eventually discouraged and Edison kind of had a lot of ego and realized that, Tesla probably could become a real shining star and even outsurpass his work and take away business if this, caught on. So Edison eventually demoted Tesla and had him digging ditches, physically digging ditches to lay copper wire infrastructure for his DC current system. his DC system was so inefficient that it would have required power stations at 2 mile intervals all across the United States had DC been implemented over AC. AC technology had the ability to carry electrical current over much larger distances more efficiently as well than DC.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Tesla's early background, and this resulted in the famous AC-DC wars, the War of the Currents, mm-hmm. as it was called. That eventually was resolved after Tesla was kind of pulled up out of the ditches, so to speak, by George Westinghouse, who realized his talent and took him on, and he helped finance Tesla's AC motor, which was then used to light the Chicago World's Fair in, I believe it was 1893. It was the first all-electric World's Fair. And when AC was shown to the world, they clearly knew that it was the future of electrical power generation. About, I believe, something like 27 million people attended that fair to see Tesla's innovations. That was, you know, basically built under Westinghouse's the alternating current dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
The decision pretty much was a done deal at that time, and Westinghouse received contracts to basically put AC into practice by harnessing the power of Niagara Falls and mm-hmm. bringing electrical current into the major cities of the Eastern Seaboard, and the rest is history.
Now, he built a I don't want to say headquarters, but more like a research facility at Niagara Falls.
Yes, and he also had research facilities in New York and in Long Island. That was later. He also did a lot of research at Colorado Springs, mm-hmm. in which he was experimenting with standing wave technology and transmission of power wirelessly over long distances.
Mm-hmm.
Not just information, but transmission of electrical power wirelessly.
Now, wasn't one of his theories that energy once created wouldn't dissipate even through time?
Yes, this is some of the experiments that he did at Colorado Springs. He realized that that the Earth was a conductor, and it basically held these resonant waves, these standing waves, from where they were generated. They would actually travel all the way around the Earth. The Earth was like one large conducting ball for all of this electrical current. And he realized that it was stored in the ionosphere. And he realized it could be taken down from the ionosphere, stepped down, and then transmitted wirelessly anywhere on the Earth to power homes, to power communications devices,
mm-hmm.
To power our transportation systems, et cetera. And he wanted to bring this freely to the world because it was clean energy, it was efficient, and it was freely free and endlessly abundant.
What is it? You think that's what got him in trouble with the powers that be? When you start talking free energy, you know, the rabbit ears start going up, and you know, it's easier to send somebody a bill every month for their energy rather than them just using quote unquote free energy.
Right.
You think that's what kind of doomed him from the
personally,
start?
Personally, I do. Nick has a slightly different take on it, which I'll let him get to.
Sure.
My take is that, yes, it was the financial oligarchical powers that be that they could not put a meter on this type of technology. They wanted to control the energy distribution. Mm-hmm. In doing so, you have a lot more control over people. And I think that's basically why he was character assassinated and ended up pretty much you know, out of business and died alone and in a poor financial situation in New York in the 1940s. I do believe that it was these financial interests you know, had their own agenda and didn't want to see this go forward. there is also the idea that Tesla himself backed away from some of these technologies when he realized what their full potential was. And I'll let Nick speak to that.
Yeah, I really believe it's ethical thing because if you can bring all this... First, what really means free energy? If we can put antenna in our house or our business or our car and use how much we want and we don't pay anything, I don't know how we will be able to accumulate money for all this infrastructure and all other stuff what we need. And if we can use it without any control, that means I can build a weapon and everybody can build a weapon. Yes, and theory is one of the kids on our meeting asked me, well, weapon is a kitchen knife, so are we going to pull all kitchen knives out because somebody can use it in the wrong way? But I don't think our level is still there if we have that strong weapons. And now somebody got to be first who's going to build this system. And let's say come in the wrong hands. They can make rest of the world slavery. So Tesla was either writing he can crack the earth with this system on a half, and that was really building, bringing a lot of publicity there. Because it's really, all his research is researching the nature and harming the nature. And now if his potential, if that much energy is free there in the ozone, and if he can use vibration of the earth and everything else for turning this to this, maybe we are not still in age. There are documentation what's showing J.P. Morgan stop him, but why he will agree and stop if J.P. Morgan don't agree with his system? Why he don't go in Russia or India or China or Mexico? It was only... it's like today, in today money, $50 million what they need to build this tower. So it's a lot of people can finance that. It's not that much money.
Right.
So he back up from tower. Actually, only documentation what is really in the Belgrade Museum is he walk out from the Long Island Tower, and he never come back, and he never bring anything with him.
Right.
So now, what is really... reason for that, I really believe it's ethical reason. I don't think anybody can stop him.
So you're saying that if he stayed in New York, he would have probably achieved this, but was afraid of the repercussions?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Now, in New York, I had read that one of the reports was that Nikola was working one night and was vibrating the area so much.
Right.
That people's houses, bricks are falling out of their houses.
Right. He make this vibration machine, and it sound like earthquake. And there is a book published about this machine and everything. So it's today the same machine is used for a lot of medical research and a lot of medical instruments. They actually... all his inventions is more scientific things than invention, because each of this discovery can be used for a lot of different applications.
Right, right.
And he have to be like showman, you know, showing all this stuff and how he can do it and everything to bring attention to him.
Right.
And
Well, that's been said about Edison, that if he was, that if his and ingenuity was to be surpassed by anything, it would have to be his self-promotion ability.
Right.
And it seemed like Tesla did not have that. He was more interested in the science, more interested in doing that. It was reported that he tore up contracts that were worth billions of dollars now.
Right.
Just to save the company that really, you know, kind of didn't appreciate him. I hate to say it that way, but what type of... If he's able to generate electricity or generate energy, we don't even have to say electricity at this point, to that degree, I mean, we can go to his site where he was in, You know, I'm sure people have gone to their site in New York and said, you know, okay, he's at Niagara Falls. We can check out what he's doing. He didn't have generators to anything near this, the amount of energy that he was generating. So how, in essence, is he generating all this energy without the use of conventional generators? Is it actually coming from the Earth, or was he...
That's what we don't know. That's what nobody don't know.
Okay.
Once when we know that, that's actually why probably hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people worldwide researching Tesla work, and probably almost every strong government worldwide trying to figure out this. And American government have a project called HARP.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Alaska, and they thinking that there's some disclosures there. There's probably based on Tesla knowledge of this, bringing electricity from ionosphere and Earth and sending this out. But Russians have a lot of projects. Indians have a lot of projects. How Tesla was able to do it, really nobody don't know. And that's what probably happened. Documentation what left after his death, it was not really enough to put this together and realize what he was doing.
Talk about the tower in New York, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. Long Island, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that, because that seemed to be one of those, the Tesla, I hate to use the word Tesla coil. Was that the proper term for it?
Yes, that's in some way we can say. What is, actually, it's really interesting you're bringing this now, and these days, Tesla Museum from Long Island and a group of the people there fighting to preserve that tower. They put real estate on a sale because they was owned by some kind of Dutch company, and their lady Jane Alcon, she's president of this Tesla Museum Association or whatever, she formed the group, and they're trying to get the money to preserve the land.
Mm. Now,
tower in that time, there was nothing in Long Island there. There was just farms and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 100 feet, there's still 100 feet deep tunnel underneath the, not tunnel actually, a straight line to the earth. And they have some kind of coil there, and they built tower what was supposed to be war communication system.
Mm-hmm.
So now, this supposed to be 5 towers worldwide, same like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
didn't this thing glow and everything like that? You know, out in the middle of farmland, and he's got this tower glowing at night. And is it? And that was what it was actually generating the energy. It's almost like a Dr. Frankenstein type of thing.
I think more experiment in that direction was done earlier in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
It's really not exactly no. I was talking with Mark earlier before the show about we really don't know what really happened.
Right.
Yeah. I have here in front of me 10 different books from Tesla Museum what they published on all his notes and everything. They are not much what you can see from that. It's his notes and his daily reports of experiments and everything. But
right,
it's really not. We are not able to put anything together yet.
Now, do you think that Nikola did that intentionally? Didn't put much down in his notes. He may have put the basic idea down, but didn't put all the
Way how he worked, actually, he explained in his book, My Inventions, he is able to picture all his project in his head, and he never put everything on anything on a paper until he is able to make experiments in his head. And he can see whole thing, how they work and everything. That's how he got generator and motors and everything. Later, when he was starting putting this on a paper and do math work and all this stuff, for project like doing this tower where all these architects are involved and a bunch of other engineers and everything, I'm sure there's very precise notes what they are done and very precise documentation, but I don't think the notes are ever in the same spot or if somebody comes to them, they will be able to, he was smart enough to don't give them, because his lab two times burned his labs. His labs are broken in, and his stuff was taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he put this somehow non-understandable for mostly of the people.
Well, also, the government, U.S. government, admitted later to breaking in and stealing the his notes and everything like that and copying them.
It's really what you can say. The war coming, Germans are after Tesla when I got his stuff. Russians are after there. Also, they want to have these notes, and everybody else want to have these notes. So I think it's national interest to, you have Tesla, he decide to be American citizen, he's here. So I don't know, did they really, you know, Hoover never admit he was after Tesla. For sure they are after Tesla. They want to know what the man who can make earthquake, you know, and they make all these movies about crazy scientists and everything else. He can be dangerous. So for sure you have to be, you know, and I'm sure the people monitoring all these labs today were they doing Tesla projects.
Mm-hmm.
And it's enough one person, you know, it's not a really easy game.
Right.
So that now the government break in. When he died in January 7, 1943.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in 1956 his documentation is shipped to Belgrade.
Okay.
So all these years, his documentation was staying in a storage. Now, right after he's dead, there was Sava Kosanović, his nephew, who have right on all this stuff, on all his, everything was there after him. When they opened the safe, there was missing Edison Medal and some other stuff. But I don't think government would steal Edison Medal. I'm pretty sure that they can be some detective who take it. They can be cleaning lady. They can be either his nephew, right?
Right, right.
And I'm pretty sure government take what they need to take and build a harp and do a lot of other research. And I'm sure Russian spies did a lot also, whatever they do. So
didn't they store his notes in a lead-lined container or something like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't know if that was him or somebody else I was thinking of.
There's some public storage in New York City in that time for foreigners. Mm-hmm. When foreigners died, the whole stuff go to this public storage.
Right.
First, he was American citizen, and it was not understandable why his stuff had to go there. It's good they're going and building Tesla Museum in Belgrade. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But I think for some reason Americans just want this thing out. And they won't forget about Tesla, and they don't want to give him any credit. And who is this person? I don't know. Who stopped all this, what Mark was saying in the beginning? You know, how everybody forgetting who really built all this, who built this second industrial revolution, who bring the country in a light
right.
from the dark, who built all this stuff. And so one of the explanations is, like, because of the war situation and... okay, war situation is for Edison, but everybody know for Edison, and he is not either close by to Tesla work.
Right.
Now they say, but Edison have his corporations and General Electric and all this stuff and this. But okay, Einstein don't have any corporations, but nobody don't forget Einstein.
Right. Right.
So why Tesla is forget? You know, like who really have? That was in one of the Marx lecture. He was asking, who have this power to remove man from the... Nobody don't know where is the, what's happened.
Who can erase someone's name from history?
Right, that's exactly...
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think it was one of his neighbors because, you know, think about it. You're living there. Next thing you know, your house is falling down. His neighbor's sitting there trying to take it easy. And next thing you know, bricks are falling out of your house. Oh, this ought to be... Oh, you know they came out. Yo, what's up with this? You get hit by a couple of bricks from your own house, that'll change your whole attitude, I'm sure. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more about Nikola Tesla and the whole... This is like a situation where you kind of have to think to yourself, is this a conspiracy? I mean, I hate to use that word because it's been so abused in the past, of course. But is it a conspiracy of trying to keep somebody from history? I mean, how can you take somebody out of history? Erasing them from history, perfect line, perfect thing to say. So what I'm going to do is when we come back, we'll be going back to Nick talking about this. And we'll be discussing more about the whole situation with Nikola Tesla here on the Paranormal Cafe. All things ain't what they used to be now.